This will be the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net for Wednesday, February the 26th, 2020.
Calling the Tri-City TipsNet, calling the Tri-City TipsNet. Good evening and welcome to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango. My name is Dave, located in the town of Preston. I will be your net control station for this evening. Membership in Tri-City Amateur Radio Club is not necessary for participation. All licensed amateurs are welcome to check into the net. Those that do not wish to check in are certainly welcome to listen. The net operates on 147.060 megahertz repeater with a PL tone of 156.7 hertz. If needed, the secondary is 146.97 with a PL tone also of 156.7 hertz. The net is held each Wednesday evening starting at 7 p.m. local time with various net controllers on a rotating basis. This net is intended to provide an informal environment for new operators as well as for experienced amateurs. The purpose of the net is to provide a venue for presenting questions, obtaining answers and advice regarding amateur radio related topics. Also to promote good fellowship among amateur radio operators and to encourage the use of good operating procedures. Let me reset the repeater. The TipsNet is a directed open net. That means we call for a round of check-ins, and when we have everyone checked in, we'll get on to the list for comments and questions. During the check-in, please state if you have a question for the net or comment, and we'll ask for your questions after everyone has been checked in. There are three sections to the TipsNet. First, the open net with rounds of questions and comments. Second is a section for announcements about upcoming events and items of interest for the amateur radio community. And third, there's an opportunity for those that are wishing to swap, sell, or maybe seeking amateur-related items. Unless otherwise directed, all communications should be directed to the net control station. When checking in, please say, "This is," and release the mic like this, and listen to ensure that no one else has checked in at the same time as you have. Then slowly give your call sign phonetically, please, and along with your name and location, and note whether you have a comment or a question. Let me reset. Once again, this is Dave, Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango, your net control for this evening. We'll start taking check-ins now. Please come with your call sign slowly.
Here is Kilo 1 Romeo Mike November Bob and Montel with no questions yet.
Good evening. Here is Kilo Alpha 6 Papa Delta Golf Kevin in Norwich. Didn't have anything really on my mind, and then I heard Tim mention that he has somebody who wants to be trained or learned to be a net control, and I thought that might be a fun topic, is being a net control, running different kinds of nets. So I'll throw that up in the air. K6PDG, back to net control.
Mm-hmm. Here is. November, Kilo, 1, Victor. Steve, Coventry. Good evening, and I have no questions yet.
Here is. KC1 TWR, Tim, in Uncasville, the Red Cross building. And I do want to bring up the topic of what the topic should be for the first Wednesday of the month for March. Back to net control.
All right, well, good little call-up. I recognize K1RMN, Bob, with no questions or comments at this time. K6PDG, Kevin, actually something to kick around a little bit. I've got a few things here on the back burner, so we can certainly talk about being net control. Have also checked in NK1V. Steve, good evening. And KC1TWR wants to kick around. What do we want for trivia night, or something else? So, with that, let's start with Kevin and see what he has to bring up about being net control, tips and do's and don'ts. K6PDG, this is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet.
Thanks, Dave, and good evening to all. K6PDG, and of course I've got my brain tied behind my back here because I just woke up from the Wednesday evening nap, but I started jotting down a few notes. Maybe I won't babble too much. I guess what I'd start out by saying is that there are some hams who enjoy nets and some hams who aren't that interested in them. And there are some of us who enjoy being net control and like it and think it's fun and interesting and challenging or whatever. And then there are some folks who don't really enjoy doing it. It's not their cup of tea. It's not their thing. And one of the beautiful things about ham radio is there's something for everybody. So everything doesn't have to be your thing. But that being said, I'll reset here. Just to put it simply, I think every ham should know how to run a net if one had to, called upon. If there was either an emergency or an urgent situation, or you got a group of friends who has a net every Saturday afternoon, and all of a sudden none of the regular guys show up or around available, you could step in and pinch hit. I think running nets is fun. You do have to, well, I'll just save it for the next round. I got a couple of specific categories, but I think it's really cool that Jerry, I think he said it was Jerry. I think Tim said it was Jerry that wants to learn a little bit about running nets or running this net. And I think that's very, very cool. I like it when people step forward and say, hey, I want to help out. And really, it is fun. KA6PDG, back to tonight's net control.
All right, very good, Kevin. Yeah, well, you've brought up a lot of good things. Some people love it, some people hate it. I myself, particularly in net like this, it's a bit more casual. Nets come in various varieties. Some are very rigid and in their setup, and some are not. And I like to be a little more flexible, I'll say, ad-libbed sometimes. I guess that's just in my nature. Any opportunity to shoot my mouth off, I guess, as I normally like to put it. So I know Steve has run in that a couple times, done a fabulous job, no complaints. At least none that I'll put out here on the air, hi. So let's see what Steve has to throw in from his experience. NK1V, this is K1DCP in the TipsNet.
NK1V. Let me see, snitch in general. I do of all different kinds, even though I've done some traffic. I actually did quite a bit of traffic ones. I just am not out late enough. A net like this I really like. That's, let's say, more casual. And the Sunday evening one is more casual. But I do like the controls situation of a net, even if you know, when it's very casual or very serious, because I don't like being in just a big, like if I'm in a rag chute with a single person on HF or something like that, that's fine, but I don't like being in a group of people and fighting for position and stuff. It just doesn't do anything for me. So these kind of nets are very good for that. And also as far as being net control, I don't really like to do that at all, but Kevin is 100% right. I do it because I feel it's part of my, I wouldn't say civic duty, but part of my ham radio duty, you know, because a lot of people have helped me, and a lot of, you know, all the nets, whether I completely agree with what the net is for or not, I may be able to help in a situation, and that's the reason I think most of us do this, you know, that maybe we can help sometimes. So that's a good point that Kevin made about being able to cover for something. You know, I like to be somewhat prepared, whether it's traffic or like this one, but I better cut off because I'm going to burn up the repeater. So that's a good topic. Yep. Back to that. NK1V.
All right, very good, Steve. This is K1DCT in the TipsNet. A lot of valid points. You know, just being able to jump in and feel confident enough that, okay, you know what? Might not be perfect, but, you know, you get the job done and, you know, take the critique afterwards if there is one. You know, if it happens to be something, you know, more along the structured side, then, okay, you learn from it and next time you, whatever. But, you know, this is, some people like to always be net control and some don't. And I kind of like this net where it rotates around and sometimes you get double stuck in the same month, Tim. But that's okay. You know, it's fun and we're doing things here. So let's get on to Tim and see what he has to say about nets or if he wants to bring up his first Wednesday topics of choice. KC1TWR in the net in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Tips Net. This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango.
Thank you, Dave, and my apologies again for dumping on you twice this month. I agree with Kevin that they're all different flavors of net control operators and different flavors of nets. Some have a script that's very tight and very has to be followed to the T. Others, like this one, you know, as long as most of the content is conveyed, you can change the words and the paragraphs and the sentences, but please keep to English. I do horrible with other languages. But, yeah, as far as Trivia Night, we can, you know, as a passing comment, if anybody has any immediate thoughts, they can toss that out there. I also wanted to mention everybody who's on the net and those that are listening that I've, in the past month or two, I've spoken to at least two operators in the area who have told me that, yes, they do listen to the net, to the TipsNet, even though they've never checked in. So, you know, yes, that's good. It's perfectly acceptable. But I wanted to make sure that those that do check in, not to think that we're the only ones that are listening. So there are other people out there gleaning some, hopefully, some education and, if nothing else, some amusement from us as we chat away here. Let me reset real quick. I also agree that, it's very good for amateur radio operators to learn how to do just the basic net. There are some people, Dave was saying, who are really fluent in it, love to do it, and love to, hold the nets and expound on things, and are very good at managing conversations. But in case of an emergency or something that happens, it's always good to have done a couple of nets, even if it's just the kindergarten variety style. If you learn how to write and block letters, you can convey the information or manage a net. Later on, you can learn cursive and calligraphy and everything else, but just learning the block letter portion of it is good. So thank you, Steve, for stepping up, even though it may not be your bailiwick, and doing the net now and then. Good practice, and you're gaining experience and doing a good job. Okay, I've got a couple other things, but I will pass it back to net control. This is KC1TWR.
All right, very good, Tim. Yes, all good comments, and yes, nets. It may not be your thing, but like everything else in life, sometimes you have to do things that maybe you're not comfortable with, whether it's filling in at work for the boss or any number of things, stepping up to take the reins at times. It's not a bad skill. I guess I feel fortunate that never had any mic fright or anything else like that. So let's go up and see what Bob has to say about nets. Maybe he's got some great experiences to pass along. Again, do's and don'ts. K1RMN, this is K1DCT in the TIPSnet.
This is K1RMN. Good evening to everybody. This is the TIPSnet, and it's a place that we share experiences, and we hope that new hams check in. And in Jerry's case, this is the best place for you to learn how to be a net control operator, because everybody's going to help you. My tips would be, one, you got to have a lot of scratch paper, because first thing, you want to keep track of all your check-ins. And then you want a place to scribble down the questions. And then you have to kind of look at the clock a little bit and make sure that things are moving along. And the other one is, I know we have a nice script, but every so often you got to ask for more check-ins. So you kind of highlight those things and go down through it. And I practiced the TIPSnet one at home the first time I did it. And just practiced it, talked it through so I got familiar with it, and then actually accomplishing it. It's not that daunting a deal. And if you make a mistake here, all is forgiven, and we all move on. Let me reset. So really, the only way to find out how well you are or aren't at doing it is to just do it. So I would suggest that next Wednesday, Jerry, you give it a shot. And also, you probably should check in tonight if you're sitting there next to Tim. Be a good idea, and give us another number on the list. With that, this is K1RMN, back to net control.
All right, Bob. Yes, a lot of good topics there, too. The scratch paper, keep an eye on the clock, keep track of whether people had something to say in particular, they just checking in, and it's all right here. It's happening right now. Got my clipboard, got the clock, looking at it. So at this point, we have gone through the list. One time, so I'll pause here and see if there are any further check-ins for the Tri-City Amateur Radio TipsNet. If you're out there listening, don't be afraid. This is K1DCT in the TipsNet looking for further check-ins.
This is KC1MSK. I'm actually checking into the net for the first time. I actually got my license, I think on the 25th, so.
Oh, very good. KC1, I think I have it right. MSK, Mike Sierra Kilo. Could I have your name and location? And do you have a question for the net or anything?
Yep, that is Kilo Charlie 1, Mike Sierra Kilo. I'm in Waterford, Connecticut, and I don't really have a question. I'm just kind of feeling things out, and I just thought I'd say hello. So thank you.
All right, KC1MSK, K1DCT. Your first name, please.
KC1MSK. Sorry about that. My first name is Tyler. Thank you.
All right, well, welcome, Tyler, and congratulations on the new license, and jumping right on the air. We like that. As a VE, there's so many times I see people take tests and you never hear from them again. So thanks for jumping in, and we'll come back around. We've been talking about being net control, which I'm sure is something extremely new to you. But this particular net is here every Wednesday, so topics are changing constantly. So, with that, are there any additional check-ins before I go through another rotation? This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. Please call now. All right, well, with that, we'll circle back to Kevin, K6PDG. Any additional comments about being net control or anything that you heard you want to expound on? K1DCT in the TipsNet.
Oh, no, an invitation to expound. Danger, Will Robinson, danger. Thanks, Dave. Well, first things first, I want to welcome, I wasn't paying attention to his name, it might have been Michael, KC1MSK. Welcome to the TipsNet, welcome to Amateur Radio. Hope you have many years of fun and just enjoy the hobby and the service aspect of the hobby. My name is Kevin, by the way. I'm located in Norwich. Maybe we all should introduce ourselves to Mike as we begin our transmissions. I heard a couple of things. I wrote down a list of things that might be qualities or attributes that someone who's a net control or learning to run nets might want to try and have in their tool belt. Let me run through them super quick. I will make every effort not to be verbose, but... And these are not organized the best. I'm flying by the seat of my pants, which is what a net control does many times. Right, Dave? But let me see if I can run through this real quick. So you strive to be organized. And I think Bob mentioned, yeah, I have a few different pieces of paper. That's often very useful. You might have one sheet of paper. You're taking down everybody's name and call sign. The other sheet of paper is for comments or doodling or whatever. Be friendly and welcoming, as we just saw a few minutes ago. Dave exemplified that, welcoming a new ham, or even if it's not a new ham, but someone who's new to the net. or someone who wants some information, you strive to be resourceful, which I suppose is something that comes with time. Maybe you have a general knowledge base of various aspects of ham radio, but nobody knows it all. But you know who to call on, for example, and I don't mean that in the net control context, but you know where to go to get information. And one of your resources as a net control is your participants. Okay, I said I wanted to be brief, and that's my next thing, is be concise as a net control. Your job isn't to talk all the way through the net. You're sort of a facilitator, a leader. Not that you can't participate in the net, but and I'm sort of referring to informal and semi-informal nets. Let's see, the way I'm going here, I see I'm taking a couple of minutes, so let me stop there, and if folks want to continue talking about this, I can hit on some other points. Real quick, Bob had one I didn't think of, and that was, yeah, you got to be able to tell time. Okay, 6PDG, back to you, Dave.
All right, Kevin, I it wouldn't be often that I would give you time to expound on things, but I was living, I was flying by the seat of my pants. yes, you have to be, you have to have some structure, but you have to be flexible. Let's see, how's that Confucius saying go? The tree that does not bend in the wind will soon break. So, with that, we'll move down to Steve, see if he has anything else to bring up, or maybe he wants to throw a topic up for next week's, first Wednesday topic night. So, NK1V in the group. This is K1DCT in the TipsNet.
Yes, I'd also like to welcome Tyler, KC1MSK, I believe I got. Welcome aboard. This is a great group here. It's a great, these kind of nets are great. The Sunday night one also on the 7.3 repeater. I know when I was new, it was this, all I did was listen to these, and I actually got into traffic nets because my owner was got me involved in some of that, and that helped me figure out what was going on. Asked a lot of questions, but they all are free to listen. Actually, you're free to join too. But so I just anything you hear, just listen in, because I figure out what it took me a while to figure out what was going on. And by the way, my name is Steve, and I'm in Coventry, Connecticut. And Bob was talking about net control and having plenty of scratch paper to scribble things down. That's easy. I usually have plenty of scratch paper. The problem is decoding my scribbles back to that NK1V.
All right, Steve. Yes. Sometimes I write some stuff down here and I have to really examine it to try and remember what I was thinking, but it's just one of those things that I've always been a sloppy writer and a lousy speller. Those are not my strong points, but somehow we've made it through life so far and continuing on. So let's get out and see if Tim has any further comments about this, or he wants to entice us with something for next week. KC1TWR, this is K1DCT in the TipsNet.
Thank you, Dave. I think we've said a lot about being net control, and a lot of it is very good information, very good advice, and I'm still working my way up from a Class D to a Class C net control operator, but another form of, I've just thought that maybe I would also mention the fact that you've got more rigid net scripts, like the traffic net is a pretty rigid script as far as making sure to cover the points and cover it pretty much in the way it's written. The TIPS net that we're on right now, where it's a lot more fluid, and if the net control operator, you know, a paragraph doesn't feel right as he's saying it, it doesn't, you know, flow right through his mind, he can still change the words or change it around, still get the content across, but he has that flexibility, and that's good. And then you've got other kind of nets, like the one we have with the O-Niantic coming up, where it's still a net. You have a net control operator, they have a preamble, they have a closing script, but that's more in tune with checking with the checkpoints. It's not a rag-chew kind of net like this one. It's more of a directed net in the sense that everybody's going to call in. They're not usually going to go round robin. Most of the time they're waiting for people to call in saying that there's a problem, or they're going to call a checkpoint to verify some information. And that's a different kind of a net. So all these nets are very, very good. And as far as next week goes, I don't really have anything in mind. I'd like to get something up on the TriCityArc.com website just to give people advance warning, if you will. But I don't know, maybe Tyler. And Tyler, welcome to Amateur Radio, KC1 MSK. This is Tim, KC1 TWR. And now that you've just got your license, any questions that you might want us to talk, or any subjects you'd like us to talk about next week, that would always be good. But if not, that's perfectly fine too. Back to net control, KC1 TWR.
All right, Tim, yes, a lot of good comments. This is K1 DCT in the TIPSnet. A lot of great comments in mentioning the, you know, public service event. Yes, it's also a net, and it's a little more structured, a little more serious, and it's pretty much to the point. It's not like this, where it's a little more fluid and flexible, and, you know, I can rely on my keen sense of wit and my large line of baloney to kind of fill in the spots. So let's go up to Bob, and then we'll come back to Tyler. So K1RMN, any further comments about net control or something, some topic you'd like for next week's extravaganza? This is K1 DCT in the TIPSnet.
K1 DCT, this is K1 RMN. First, want to say hello to Tyler. This is Bob. Welcome. I also want to explain, I'm the president of the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club, and our next meeting is the 10th of March, and we meet at the Red Cross Center up in Montville. And if you would like to meet some local hams, folks that if you're looking for an Elmer, if you don't know what an Elmer is, that's somebody that can help you with radio, somebody that you can ask questions to, you may be able to go and see their ham equipment and they can show you how things work. It's a great place to meet folks in the local area that may be able to help you get started on your adventure. So I'll leave that out as a possible something for you to consider to do. As far as questions for next week, don't really have anything in mind. Getting ready for field days coming up, so probably maybe a topic or two about talking about checking out our gear and getting things ready for working in an outdoor environment might be a good topic for that. This is K1 RMN. Back to net control.
All right, Bob. Well, yes, thank you for that input, and we'll get on to Tyler. And Tyler, there's, you know, there's only five of us here, six of us, including myself, tonight, but there's a wealth of information out there. Hams that have been hams for probably far too long. And people with a lot of knowledge and a lot of topics. So a club meeting, and of course here, good places to pick up on things, because there's a new ham. I'm sure, even if you have a great electronics background or something similar to that, there'll still be a lot of questions. And the questions don't stop with time. I've been a ham, next month be 42 years, and I certainly don't know it all. As Kevin mentioned, it's there's a lot out there. So, I want to certainly welcome you to the hobby. My name is Dave, and call sign is K1DCT. And I just happen to be the net control tonight for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. So let's go to KC1MSK. Tyler, any comments?
This is KC1MSK. This is Tyler. I just want to thank everyone for, welcoming me to the hobby and everything. I really don't have that much to add as of yet. I'm still trying to get my, my feet wet and, figure out what I'm doing. So, again, thank you to everyone for the warm welcome. This is KC1MSK.
All right, well, I'm certainly glad to have you, Tyler, and don't be a stranger. Check in, and as it's been mentioned, there are several other nets, a few offhand, the Horizontal Engineers. It's Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday at 7 o'clock on the 146-67 repeater in Groton. And the race on repeater at night, that's the 146.73. There is the traffic net at 9 o'clock. So check in and you can learn about passing or receiving traffic. And of course here in the tips net. So and numerous other places all over the spectrum, and if you get into HF, there's a multitude. So certainly glad to have you, and if you think of a question for next week, just write it down, and somebody will be here. With that, I am looking at the clock, as Bob mentioned. I'm going to see if there are any further check-ins for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. Please call now. This is K1 Delta Charlie Tango, your net control.
This is Whiskey 1 Julie Oscar Papa, Hornbolt, City of Broughton, no question.
This is KC1KLW, Uncasville. Jerry, no questions.
All right, next recognizes John, W1JOP, and Jerry, KC1KLW. John, we'll give you a little instant service here. I don't know how long you've been listening, but been talking about net control. I know you've played that role in a couple of places. So if you have any input, comments for that or anything else, we're also looking for interesting topics for the first Wednesday. W1JOP, K1DCT in the TipsNet. Okay. Any comments about anything been said so far?
Not doing much tonight. I have no questions. I'm about 90% packed. I'm going away tomorrow to Asheville, North Carolina. And, that's it. So I wish everybody a good evening. And again, always look at your radio before you transmit. W1GOP.
Hi, John. My apologies. I kind of jumped in there a little quick. I didn't hear you, but did get the fact that you're almost packed and heading for below the Mason-Dixon. Hope it's a pleasurable trip, whether it's business or pleasure. And we'll certainly glad to have you checked in tonight. Jerry, KC1KLW, any comments about being net control so far that you've picked up? This is K1DCT in the TipsNet.
Thank you, Dave. I've picked up quite a bit of information here. It's I appreciate everyone kibitzing and contributing to the information pool. And I'm enjoying it so much, and I actually am looking forward to doing this sometime soon. KC1KOW, back to net.
Mm-hmm. All right, very good. Well, it's... This is a, we'll call this a safe zone. you might get a little critique. Wow, that's tough for me to say. When it's over, some pointers, but, I don't think anybody here will be particularly harsh because, we've all played the game. If you will, as an expression goes, that you jump in, you do what you think you got to do, and sometimes it's spot on, and sometimes it's not. So, but this is this is a pretty safe zone. So with that, again, I'm looking at the clock. I'm going to make another call out here. Are there any further check-ins for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet? This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango, your net control. All right, not hearing any. I'm going to move into the second section, which is announcements and items of interest. So if anyone has any announcements about upcoming events, items of interest to the ham community, please call now. This is K1DCT in the TipsNet.
KC1TWR.
Okay, 6PDG just to comment.
All right, Tim, go ahead with your comment. KC1TWR, K1DCT, and TipsNet.
Okay, Dave, actually what I've got several different things, so if you don't mind, I'd like to go ahead and let Kevin go first, if I may.
Okay, I don't have a problem with that. K6PDG, go ahead with your comments.
Yeah, real quick, I just had a suggestion for a potential topic next month. I'll go ahead and slip it in now because it'll only take 10 seconds. Maybe identifying different characteristics about people's signals and how to give a signal report is something I think would be fun and maybe helpful to have a conversation about. That's a topic suggestion for one of the first Wednesdays. That's all I have, David. Back to you, KA6PDG.
All right, yeah, those are certainly good topics. Always good to have an accurate report. All right, Tim, KC1TWR, this is K1DCT in the Tipsnet. Go ahead with your multitude of announcements.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Kevin, also. Yes, I think we've talked about signal reports before, but I think it's been over a year. I think it's definitely time to talk about that again. It's something that I know that can be a little confusing to some people, but I think that would be an excellent topic. I think we will stick with that. Okay, first of all, I'd like to mention the fact I was on the YaleNet last night, which is the W1YU net at 8 p.m. on Tuesdays. I usually dial into it via the NEW space ENG conference node on Echolink, and they have other people dialing in also from Alabama and other parts of Connecticut and other states as well. And the reason I'm bringing this up is that next Tuesday, their topic, and the net control threw this out as a teaser. I logged in, I checked in from a Groton, and he said, oh, well, we're going to be talking about Groton next week. So that intrigued me. And then later on, he mentioned the fact that they're also going to be talking about Groton and Ringo Starr. So I'm trying to figure out if he meant Ringo Starr and Groton, or just Ringo Starr, and we're also going to talk about Groton. That's two separate items. I don't know. But if anybody's interested, it is the W1YU net, and that is on the W1WPD Woodbridge, Connecticut repeater. But I usually connect via Echolink, and they use the conference node, NEW, I think it's underscore ENG. Let me reset. Okay, also, I just did want to mention I sent out some emails about the O-Niantic road race coming up, which is March 21st, Saturday. It's a nice, easy event for those that like to do public service using amateur radio. We man checkpoints around the course so we can call in if anybody gets hurt or any activity goes on that needs immediate response. And it's also good for new amateur radio operators because we can take a new person, put them with somebody who's experienced, and they can learn from them during the event. So that's always a good thing to do. Let me reset. Okay, two other things. Number one, Raison is talking about doing they're talking about the possibility of maybe, if it works out, if the stars align, doing a Wolfhung play, skit, whatever you want to call it, ceremony at the next New England Festival, which is no longer in Boxborough, it's in Marlborough. So they're going to be talking to the area clubs to see if anybody else might be interested. So I wanted to bring that up. And for Tyler, KC1MSK, if you don't mind, if you could send me an email with your email address, I'd like to send you an email with some information about the local amateur radio environment, meaning the local clubs, the local events that are going on, and local nets, things you may find of interest. I'm not going to barrage you with emails. It's basically going to be one email, and then it's up to you if you want to respond. But if you could send your email to tricityarc@gmail.com. That's TRICITYARC as in Alpha Romeo Charlie @gmail.com. I can send you an email and give you some information. And with that, back to net control, KC1TWR.
All right. Thank you very much, Tim, for all that input. I'm not getting any immediate connection between Groton and Ringo Starr, but there may be something there. I'm certainly no expert on the Beatles, but I guess as a quick trivia question. Does anybody know Ringo Starr's real name? This is K1DCT in the Tipsnet.
1 TWR.
Go ahead, Tim. I thought I was going to have to keep everyone in suspense.
You may still have to do that. I think his real last name is Starkey, S-T-A-R-K-E-Y, but I could be wrong.
You are correct. His real first name is Richard. Richard Starkey is Ringo's real name. So, just a little piece of useless trivia that, unfortunately, I have a plethora of. So, anyway, with that, we've gotten through the announcements. Let's move into the third section. Anyone looking to sell, swap, or maybe seeking some amateur-related items, please call now. This is K1DCT in the TIPSnet.
K6PDJ.
K1RMN.
All right, Kevin, go ahead with your list. K6BDG, K1DCT, and the TIPSnet.
Well, I don't have a list, although funny you mention that because I may have one in a few weeks. I'm looking for a human being or an amateur radio operator, but I'm looking for a specific kind of ham operator. I just got a MFJ keyer. I want to get back into CW, so I bought a new keyer and a cable, and I'm looking for somebody to help me hook it up. I did send an email to one ham who's always very helpful to me, but I think he may be out of town. It's not urgent. It doesn't have to be today. It doesn't have to be this week necessarily, although sometime in the next week or two, if anybody would have time to come over and help me hook up my keyer, and make sure that's playing with the radio the way it's supposed to, get a hold of me. I'm good on QRZ, and everybody knows how to find me anyway. For better or for worse, KA6PDG.
All right, very good. Anyone on frequency want to volunteer to help Kevin? Please call now. Okay, now serving number one, Kevin. I can certainly give you a hand with that. I have a little bit of CW experience, so we can talk after.
Perfect. Thank you, K6PDG.
K1RMN, come with your list. K1DCT in the TIPSnet.
K1DCT, this is K1RMN. I have a TYT 2017 DMR radio with an extra battery, charger, and the hand mic. And if anybody is interested, you can get a hold of me through QRZ. That works just fine. K1RMN, back to net.
All right. Would anyone like to ask Bob any questions about that particular item at this point? Or if not, as he stated, he's good at QRZ. All right. Well, with that, we'll make this last call for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TIPSnet. I'm about to turn up the lights, put the bar stools on the bar, and shut the tap down. So, if anyone would like to check in, this is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango, your net control for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TIPSnet. Please call now.
One last little item there, PDG.
All right, Kevin, go ahead with your last item.
Just a reminder, and it's always good for new folks, too, if you're interested, if you missed TipsNets, or you want to go back and see what topics we've covered and listen to Nets from the last, what's it been, year and a half? It'll be 2 years before we know it. You can listen to and download audio recordings of these Nets by going to am1700.org/tipsnet. So that's alphamike1700.oscarromeogolf/tipsnet. And it's pretty much self-explanatory. They're there for you to enjoy and glean and learn from or brush up on things or whatever you want to do. And I've been recording the net in a little different way the last couple of weeks. I'll be interested in knowing if people think it's a better recording or if they'd rather I go back to the old way. Okay, 6PDG, I'm done.
All right, Kevin, yes, and you know what? I didn't hear anyone mention, and I don't know what Tyler's availability is, but on Thursday mornings at 7 a.m. at Old Times Restaurant in Norwich on West Main Street, 7 a.m., there is a ham gathering for breakfast, and, you know, you're on your own to pay your own bill. And also Saturday morning at 8 a.m. at the Montville Diner, which is about across the street from Montville Hardware, there's also a ham gathering. So, and again, pay your own bill or pay someone else's if you're so inclined. So those are a couple of items out there, just other places to connect with hams and maybe a little bacon, too. So with that, we've had last call. I'm going to close the net at this time. Thanks to all those that participated in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. Thanks to all that stood by while we conducted the net. The Tri-City Amateur Radio Club sponsors this net, and their meeting is on the second Tuesday of each month at the Red Cross Building at 1031, that's 1031, Route 2, Montville, Connecticut. The meetings start at 7 p.m. and are open to all interested persons, licensed or not. Information about the club may be found at www.tricityarc.com. We thank John W1AN for the use of this repeater. This net will meet again next Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. on this frequency. I now return the repeater to regular amateur use. This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango. Good evening in 7-3.